Testing.
One, two, three.
Three.
I saw that you rebooted a couple times.
As ha having some technical.
I could see Bill's online, and then it goes offline. Bill's
Online.
online, and then it goes offline. Bill's online.
Was trying to eliminate all technical difficulties before we started recording.
In other words,
Genius.
lock your kids in the
Lock my
closet.
kids in the bathroom, yeah. Well, you gotta do the bathroom in case they need to relieve
The
themselves.
bathroom.
Yeah. I'm not cruel. I'm not cruel.
You throw a couple of crackers under the door.
If they start banging on the door, I'll just throw a couple of Ritz, slide a couple of Ritz under the door. One by one, though, so they have to fight over them.
That's right.
That
It's
makes
like
them strong.
that's
Prepares
right.
them for the real world.
It's like the Mockingjays. They have to fight.
I haven't seen that
The
second one
Hunger
yet.
Games. What's wrong with you? You had a
I'm
break, didn't you? Didn't you have a couple days off at least?
I did. I had several days off.
How many days did you have off? Did you have a week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah, me too. It's gonna
Because
be hard tomorrow, isn't it?
I don't know. My brain is not willing to accept the fact that I have to do stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so ready for retirement. I found that I don't think I'll ever get bored.
You're well suited for retirement.
Yeah, I'm well suited for it. I got a lot to do. I could spend the rest of my life just organizing my comics.
Yeah, I think I could probably, I could, man, I could do that too. I was
You know
actually,
how fucking hard it is to merge comics? God damn. It takes forever.
yeah, I'm facing that situation. Well, I've been facing that situation for about 10 years. Now I actually have to do it.
Well, I'm nowhere near it. I'm only doing like sections, and it sucks. It takes like hours upon hours. I just cleaned my bookshelf room. It took me 5 days to be able to walk in there.
Took 5 days to get in the
Found like I was like four bookshelves short, and I need to get rid of a desk and another counter thing in order to get the other bookshelves in.
Yeah. Your situation is not unlike my own. Yeah, my bookshelves are full. Well, I have it now where I only have the trades that I like the most
Yeah.
on my shelves, and then the other ones are just in boxes, like long boxes in the basement. I don't have enough shelf space.
Even the cross trades are down there.
Cross.
I would
No.
hide those things under your bed or something.
Yeah, the cross drains are actually under my bed.
Does Melanie know they're under your bed? She's not going to be cleaning one day and say, God, Bill, what is he reading?
Is this under
This
the
pervert. I don't even know the man I'm married to.
That's right. Oh my God, let's, what is he into? Oh my God. You get off on this?
Don't you love me? What do you like this? This guy carrying balls on his ears. What is
What
that?
is good
Like, does that get you
about
horny?
a decent human being would look at this? Is there one good redeemable thing in this entire book?
Well, still, at least Barb knows I read that smut.
She's well aware of
She is well aware of my cross collection.
it.
Every time I open my box, I'm Barb, look at this cover.
Call her into the office.
Yeah.
Barb, come look at this quick. Can you believe they published this? Well, it's because you get all the torture ones.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I was actually cleaning my office slash comic book room. And it's weird because, like, I spent a good part of the day yesterday cleaning it and taking stuff out, and it doesn't look any cleaner. Actually, it looks messier now than when I started. Son of a
Yeah,
bitch.
one of the things I was really getting frustrated with is I have like a lot of gold key. Well, I have not a lot, but I'm getting starting to acquire a lot of gold key and Whitman gold key. They don't put the fucking numbers on them.
That
So
sucks.
you have to it has some weird number, some weird
Code.
UPC code on the cover, 111-4565. And what the fuck does that mean? And then you go, you have to open it and look at the inner stuff to find out what number it is. It's like bullshit. And then I hate, from an archiving standpoint, how some books like Vertigo and other books, they'll put the numbering on the bottom. Because when you put them in a box,
Yeah, you can't
it's
see
hard
it.
to tell what the number is because you look from the top down.
Yeah, I was going through some of mine yesterday, and some of them, like, they hide the number, so you're like staring at the damn cover trying to find the number somewhere.
Some of them don't even put the number there. They'll put it on the
Yeah,
back,
and somewhere, and then you
on the
gotta give up.
UPC code on the back.
Yeah, and
Those
you look at
fucking
the back.
bastards.
You can lift the board up and look at the number.
Those sons of bitches.
So for the Whitman ones, were you like writing the number on the board or something on the back, or putting a piece of paper in?
I was, and then I got fucking lazy, and I just said, I'm gonna guess what this is. I could go to my database and look it up, but no, I'll just guess.
Just guessing what number it was.
Just based on the cover, this looks like a Buck Rogers number 3. I don't know. I can't be a number 1. It's got a starship on the cover.
Educated guess.
Yeah, I don't have many of them like that. If I wasn't so lazy, I started to do it. I had a few gold key Star Treks, and I opened them all up and I looked them, and then I wrote it on the back of the backing board. And then I was like, "Do I want to do this with the Magnus and the Buck Rogers?" And I'm like, "Nah, fuck no. I'm just gonna put them in there. I know what they are." And then there's some Golden Age books that I don't even know what the fucking publisher is, and you have to open those up and figure it out because the publisher isn't on the cover.
What do you need the publisher for?
Because I order them by publisher
Oh,
too.
by okay, I gotcha.
So there's three sets of organization. There's the DC, which is easy. There's the Marvel, and then there's the other. Well, the other gets sorted by
Some
publisher.
categories.
No, not categories, just by publisher. By publisher, and then alphanumeric.
Those are categories. That's two
Yeah.
categories.
Yeah, but when you say categories, I think you mean sci-fi or genre, I guess is what I thought you meant.
That could be a cat. That'd be a difficult category to sort by,
That'd be fucking awful.
though.
What was this? Was this sci-fi or
Is this
dystopian
more,
future? I don't
yeah, is
know.
this more sci-fi or post-apocalyptic, or maybe it's horror? I don't know.
I don't
That's
know.
that might I'd be trouble. I'd be like, damn it, every book is in the same cat my subcategory. It's just, I have one subcategory:
Yeah.
post-apocalyptic sci-fi horror.
Well, it's weird because they had I guess the yearly awards for horror comics, and I saw Valiant. I follow Dinesh and a couple other people on the Valiant, and
Oh, I saw that
they
too.
saw Imperium was up for horror, and I'm like, that's not horror. What the fuck is that? That's not. I mean, the only thing that could come close to horror is Shadow Man or Dr. Mirage. You know what I mean?
Haven't
Like
read Imperium, so.
Imperium is more like a harbinger dystopian future. It could be superhero adventure dystopian future kind of thing. But not maybe sci-fi. But I think of sci-fi more like Rye.
Sure.
Unless horror encompasses everything, but it to me it doesn't. Like I would have El like who could beat El Torres in horror? I
I
who
know that's I was
That's
looking at
what
that
you're talking
list.
about, you
I was
know?
looking at that list. I'm scrolling, and I'm like, oh, number one has to be Rowan Ritual.
Yeah.
Nope. No Rowan Ritual on the whole list.
What the fuck?
Come on.
Well, what was in the list? I didn't see the list. I just saw the little blurb
Oh,
that
the thing.
the
I don't
little
remember.
tweets.
Yeah, it was too long ago. I don't remember what the
Okay.
what all the I mean, some of them were they had some good stuff on there, but
Some of them weren't even horror, though. I'm like, that's not horror. So it's weird.
we need to make our own horror list.
Yeah, it'll be all of El Torres.
And crossed.
Crossed. Avatar and Amigo are really good at it, and Image does a lot of horror genre books, and Dark
Yeah,
Horse
Dark
does.
Horse, yeah. I think those are your main.
Not too many in the
Gamers.
the main publishers. You don't see too many.
Occasionally, but oh,
Ooh.
Vertigo.
You know what seems to outnumber the horror is our genre, dystopian futures, lately.
That's all over the every publisher has that.
Yeah. I started reading More Trees, Bill. This is really, really good. I mean it is I don't even know how to describe it because once you learn more, then they do what the cross does. They get rid of it and start over. So it's got the same kind of cross vibe. And then every time I see a cell tower, I think of trees now. Like you see those fucking cell towers everywhere now, right? You can't drive like 1 mile without seeing a cell tower, or even a quarter of a mile sometimes. I think of trees.
You think they're true? What are those things gonna do one day?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've only read the first volume of Trees, but yeah, the more that's one like it started off kind of it was interesting, but it was kind of slow, and then just kind of builds and builds and.
Yeah, it was like I told you the last podcast.
Okay, you forced yourself to start.
I rated them really low. I'm like, I'm really not enjoying this, you know? I don't know the characters. It's all based on the premise, and it still is, but I find it fascinating. Like, it's just a weird way to write a comic. It's very different from other books. I still don't give a shit about any of the characters.
Really?
No, I don't. Well, you can't after the
I like that.
after you
Yeah.
read the second trade, you're
I don't want to spoil anything. But I like that one character that something bad happened to.
Which one was that?
I can't spoil
We spoiled the shit out of it last time. What are you
it.
talking about? You can't spoil it.
The main kid guy.
Oh, the
The
kid,
sex kid, yeah.
the art guy.
Yeah, the
Well,
art
he
kid.
started off as an art guy, and then he went into fucking. He discovered fucking
Yeah, he went off to college. It's like he went going off to college and
bisexual fucking, I
yeah,
guess.
finding yourself.
Such a weird book. The book I've absolutely fell in love with this year is Tokyo Ghost, though. I don't know if you're reading that monthly, but if you're
No,
not, you're
I'm waiting
making
for
a
the trade
mistake.
on that, which I think it
It's
was
such a
solicited.
beautiful fucking book.
I think it was solicited this month for the trade.
I saw them solicit an artist edition or like one of those artist renditions.
Oh, the first issue.
Sean Murphy, yeah, I don't know if it's the first issue or pieces of it. I just saw it. I don't usually get art books anymore. I'll gonna get. I get the Jack Kirby ones, which there's a Thor one coming up in
Yeah.
this month's previews, but if it's
Right.
not Jack, I've kind of come with this rule of thumb, just because they're so expensive. I mean, they're really expensive, and not only are they really expensive, they're kind of hard to store. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
and
They're fucking huge.
I gotta stick it on top of my bookshelf, like laying flat.
Yeah. So I've while there's a lot of them that I really would love to have, I kind of told him my collecting mentality. Okay, if it's Jack Kirby, I'll do it. If it's anything else, even though I would like to have them, I'm not going to do it. So I have like the Mr. Miracle, the New Gods, and you know, Commandy, and now I'll have Thor.
The whole collection. Yeah, I think the only ones I have are, I think I might only have two, maybe I have three, but I have the.
I would think you'd have this. Let me guess at one of them because this is just me kind of knowing. Is this Simonson Thor?
I have the Simonson Thor.
Okay, that's the only one that I'd be able to guess that you would have.
Absolutely. I had that one, and I have a Kirby one. Maybe two Kirby ones. And I
I
might.
keep them in those protective boxes too, personally, because I don't want any like Dixon. First they're hard to store. So I kind of store them underneath a desk. That one of the desks that I need to get rid of. I need to get rid of a desk and a thing, but I need like somebody to help me move them. And then And then I could get more bookshelves, and then I should have enough bookshelves. So, like, even my bookshelves, I don't have the way I want them. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I don't have them organized the way I want.
Oh, because you don't have them
The only
complete yet.
section I have that I'm proud that I have organized is my Matt Kent section. I gave him a little altar, and he's got, and
You have a photo
I
and like
have a photo,
little
and I.
incense and
Well,
candles
no,
around the
I
photo.
burn some candles in front of it. You know, I kneel, burn some candles, and I have
The
that one. And then I have
little pillow for kneeling on.
the Order of Valiant. And then, like, I almost have a showcase section in what's the other black and white one? Essentials.
Yeah.
But I had to separate them just because I ran out of bookshelf space. And I used to have them all in alphabetical order, so you could like go Green Lantern, Flash, Wonder Woman, you'd have all these different
Nice.
sections, but I had to separate them for because of space purposes.
Mine are kind of, I don't have mine alphabetized, but obviously I have the titles together. And in some cases I have like I got my most of my much of my Marvels are together, like my Marvel hardcovers are together.
Yeah, I
And then
have
I
all
have a
my
shelf.
omnibuses and my.
Yeah.
DC has those big fat ass books. I don't know what they call them. They're not absolutes, but they're the man, they're like omnibuses, the DC omnibuses. I have them all together. Those are fucking heavy. They put the I don't know if it's the paper quality or what, but they put the Marvel ones to shame in terms of weight. I have the Grant Morrison Doom Patrol. You could kill somebody with that. If you dropped it off a roof, you kill them. It's like 50 pounds. I'm exaggerating, but it's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Then I have a shelf like with all the tall stuff, all my tall
Yeah,
books.
I
They
have one of
need
those,
extra
but
space for that.
yeah, it's crazy.
Now I'm just looking at my shelves. Ah, look at all those comic books. And they have my manga shelf.
I don't even know what that is.
I got my Tezuka. I got a Tezuka shelf.
I have four mangas. I have some Dark Horse manga where there was a serial killer growing fucking plants in people's brains. I think it was called Psycho MPD or something like that.
Yeah, I think something like that.
That was the Dark Horse one. And then there, I have another one that somebody gave me in a Secret Santa or something like that a couple years ago. And I read the first one backwards. What the fuck it is.
This makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all.
Why is she predicting what he's going to say next?
Why is the cover on the back? I don't understand it.
Why does it say I'm reading the wrong direction? This is crazy.
Yep. So, did you get a lot accomplished during your break? Or are you like, God damn, where did time go?
Yes and yes.
Yeah.
Mostly, where did time go? What did I accomplish? I don't know. It's all a blur. Well, you got the holidays in there, so that kind of throws off everything.
Yeah, at least 2 days before and 2 days after kind of throws
Yeah.
things.
I don't know. I did a lot of reading.
I read a lot during Christmas week, not the other weeks, because I was busy straightening shit. I wanted to, though. I'd
Yeah,
find. I
five
would.
days of cleaning.
The thing about cleaning comics, though, is so dangerous because you like run into something and you're like, I don't remember having this. I want to read it right now. Like, I found the veil. I'm like, we've been talking about this fucking book. And I fucking found it sitting there on my bookshelf. I don't know
Even know
where
you
it
had
came from.
it or why you have it.
Obviously, I found it somewhere, or somebody gave it to me, or something, because it's not in my DCBS. Do you know what I mean? I didn't pre-order it.
No,
I
you
know
didn't
that.
pre-order it.
Because I had
Maybe
the Greg Rucka one. Remember, I got confused when you said
you
the.
thought it was, maybe you saw it like at a con and thought it was the Greg Rucka one.
I have no idea. I'm thinking
Some
I might have got it from Campbell's house 1 year or something, because I get a lot of stuff. Like, he gives away a lot of his stuff.
Yeah. It could be.
It could be.
I always find, so I end up going through these boxes, and then anything that I'll see stuff and I'll be like, oh, I want to read this like immediately. So I'll put it to the side. But then by the time I'm done, I have like this giant stack of
And you're
stuff I
like,
want
where do,
to
yeah, what do I want to fucking, where am I gonna start?
read. Where do I put the stack now?
Yeah.
And
What
then
I
like, oh,
did is I took a big fucking short box. I took a whole short box to Albuquerque with me, and I said, I'm gonna load this with a bunch of stuff, and I'm gonna try to read it all. And I only got through a quarter of it because what I ended up doing is I found out I was reading mostly like between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. And I can't see because I can't turn on the light. So I read the Marvel Digital on my
oh yeah.
iPad. And the bad thing is I loaded a bunch of books that I canceled on there, and I fell in love with them. Like I was like, I couldn't get into the Avengers, you know, the Hickman Avengers and the New Avengers. And I found out that after I read about 25 issues of each, I was like, this is
You're
awesome.
into it, yeah.
And then I tried to go to my comic shop and piecemeal it together, couldn't get it all. So I have a My Comic Shop order coming in to finish it. But it is fucking awesome, especially New Avengers. Like I think you would like it because it's got a lot of like sci-fi, dystopian future kind of shit in it. Because the Illuminati are trying to prevent like these multiverses from colliding, and they have to kill universes to do it. It's crazy shit.
I will have to look that one up. I might have read the first one. I know, hard to believe.
Yeah, it's hard to yeah, I don't know how you keep track because it seems like you read a lot of issue number ones. And then maybe you get to the trade.
Yes. Maybe I'll read the complete story. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just have the illusion. Sometimes
Yeah.
you don't have to actually read a story to enjoy it.
That's true.
You go.
You
New
just like
Avengers,
talk
Jonathan
about it.
Hickman. How many volumes are there? One volume? Two volumes?
Do you have one? Do you have any volumes?
I'm on my library website. I only see two volumes.
But then your mentality goes, man, I have so much other stuff to read, so where do I? The only reason I ever went back to this, because I had stopped collecting it, was because I had to read in the dark in an iPad where, and the other thing is
Yeah, you're forced to read it.
my iPad is first generation. And whatever they did, whatever Marvel did in the last couple months, maybe 3 or 4 months, I can't download the books anymore on that first generation iPad. I could download it on my phone, but I'm not going to read on my phone. So I either have to invest in an iPad or something.
Weird.
Yeah.
Just the app doesn't support it anymore.
I don't know what the issue is. It just won't download it. Like they're physically there. It just won't download onto my new. It's like some kind of new format or something. I don't know, because it goes downloading
Completely
and it
changed
goes.
something.
It shows you the bytes as it's downloading and it goes, you know, so far and then it restarts itself and then just keeps itself in an infinite loop. It's like a fork bomb.
All right, I clicked the button.
Oh, for the library?
Yeah. I'm adding them to my
I
cart.
would read New Avengers before
Avengers.
Avengers. Yeah, Avengers is not as tight. It's a very loose fitting, and they have some of the Illuminati stuff in Avengers, but it's mostly from a Cap perspective, like from Captain America, and he's not in the Illuminati. So it has to do with more like the Infinity Gems and other stuff, and ethical stuff, like Civil War stuff, kind of stuff going on. Reboot.
All right, I'm checking my email.
Put some crackers under the door.
How did you get out of that locked room? I don't see any email yet.
What is an activation email?
Yeah, I gotta verify something. I'm checking again. Nothing. Oh wait. Okay, now I got something. Dear parents, your child has requested. Let me see. Let me make sure I agree with this.
Put in your credit card
before now. I get my parental consent. Let me check the header, make sure it's a legitimate email.
Is it a video game one or what is it?
Yeah, it's a video game one. What do you want to do? What is this for?
It's for my cursor,
Nexus. Nexus, what thing? You're not buying anything, are you?
No. It's looked into your credit card.
What did I just buy? They're going to charge me 10 cents.
Are they really?
Yeah.
For what?
Just to verify that you're an adult, you must provide a valid credit card number and your social security number and your date of birth. Please send it to some address in Russia. Weird. Okay. And your bank routing number. Now it says, to verify you're an adult, you must provide a valid credit card number, blah, blah, blah. Credit card is the only age verification that we currently accept. We will charge your card 10 cents.
What game is it?
Minecraft.
Oh. Why are they charging you, like, a transaction fee?
I got, that's probably because it costs them to...
Somebody to look at it.
To submit. To make sure it's a valid credit card. Because, yeah, I think if they... Because they need to... I don't know. They need to charge something, I guess, to your card to make sure it goes through. And it's probably more than 10 cents, but... Or, yeah, they probably charge you 10 cents, and then they have to pay probably a fee on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, 10 cents. Okay, you owe me 10 cents. I don't have my credit card, though. What? Oh, she ran off mad. I don't have a credit card.
Well, let me give you mine. Yeah, right.
What's the expiration date?
What's the code on the back?
I used to have my credit card memorized.
Yeah.
Back in the early days of the internet.
Just tell her to bring her your wallet.
Oh, there's stuff in there she can't see.
Oh.
my cross trading card collection.
They have trading cards?
No. That's a good idea, though.
I joined a group on Facebook called Grindhouse Sleaze and 80s VHS Trash. It's nice. Pretty cool. I'd highly recommend it for you.
What was it called?
Groundhouse Sleaze and 80s VHS Trash.
I like the 80s part.
Yeah. Grindhouse
Trash 80s.
It's a Facebook group.
I think I did a Facebook search.
That's what my niece is into a lot right now is Minecraft.
It's very popular with the young kids.
Isn't it like 8-bit or something like that? It's like weird looking.
It's all blocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular. That's why Minecraft bought it. Or not Minecraft. Microsoft bought it.
Yeah. It's amazing that somebody could take something that's graphically... from the Atari days and turn it into something.
It's a little so popular. It is three-dimensional.
Well, it is very sophisticated, I'm sure.
Yeah, but visually, yeah, the graphics themselves. Yeah, they didn't spend a lot of money on that part of
Well, I was trying to figure out what to get her because she wants like Minecraft stuff. Like Legos are expensive, so I did some of the Legos, but like some of the action figures were confusing because you got like Minecraft figures, and then you have like spin-offs from Minecraft called something else. And like I know nothing about this world, so it's a little I'm out of my element. When it comes to video games, I don't know shit, man.
I only know what my, 'cause my, well, my kids know.
Yeah.
My kids show me, make me
If it's
play.
not the New Year's Madden, I don't know anything. Like it's not sports.
Know what my kids play, and I know Mario Kart.
Oh.
Yeah,
That's your specialty?
that's my,
Bill Bomer's got the high score on Mario Kart.
I wish stink. I don't have the patience for video games.
Me neither.
I never did. Probably because I'm from the 2600 generation where you didn't have to have patience because the games usually didn't last that long.
Yeah. I don't have patience for it either. Like to go and explore a world and try to get past the first stage without cheating. Like I just don't like that.
Yeah.
But I like the sports because it makes me feel like I'm in the game. But I'm more into sports than you are, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, if you watched one game a year, you'd be more into sports than I That's not saying much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All right, do you want to talk some comics? I gotta make sure I'm recording this. Yeah, I am. I haven't recorded in over 2 weeks. I have, but they're solo podcasts and it's different.
I need to download a one of those recording machines.
Yeah.
What do you use, Pretty May?
For this, yeah. But it's weird. This is very, very weird. Microsoft doesn't like recorders anymore, so like the new additions of
You gotta
Skype.
use old Skype, right?
Yeah, I have to use very old versions of Skype and to use the versions of Pretty May that I use. And then it tells me every time I log in, you need to update this. And I'm like, yeah, if I update it, I won't be able to record shit.
Let's see. Free Skype recorder. I'm sure that works well. What about Pamela? Didn't you use that before?
Yeah, Daryl uses Pamela. But I
I
don't
don't.
know if he's got the backward compatibility. I know Pamela supports is better than Pretty May though, because I found out what was going on through Pamela forums with my Pretty May recorder. Cuz it's weird cuz it looked like Pretty May had been hacked, like the main site. Because you'd like click on this one link and there were titties. And I was like, what the fuck is that? It said something like forum help. Click on forum help and
Go
there's
form
some
up.
big old boobies coming pop out. They probably stopped making money from it and just left it vacant. I don't know what happened.
They still sell it, though, don't they?
I think so.
I'll look into that. I probably should do that after the show. I can't find this Facebook Grindhouse Trash 80s. I found Grindhouse 80s Slasher Reference, Grindhouse Video Trash Tribute, Ultra Trash,
You need to
Grindhouse Sleaze and 80s VHS
That's
Trash.
it. That's
Oh, is
it.
that the one?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Grindhouse Sleaze and 80s VHS trash.
Okay, I found that one. Oh, that sounds good.
I read a couple of Grindhouse-y stories. One was Clown Fatale from Dark Horse, a Gerschler story. He
Yeah,
seems to
I've
have
read
like
that
a.
one.
Did you read the whole thing?
I believe so. I think I read it. I think so.
That was the one with those girls in the circus, and then they became like assassins. It
Yeah.
was a weird story too, because it was like they lost like most of the people. There was only like two of them left at the end of the arc. But it was very grindhousey. And then I read What the hell was this story? Oh, Sally from Wasteland. Did you read that? Sally from the Wasteland? It was
Hang on
from
a second.
Titan Comics.
What is that? Child online protection? Well, it's good then. All right. I need to go some do some tech support.
Okay, so I'm gonna pause this, but remind me to hit play again, okay?
Okay. I'm eating clementines.
That's healthy.
What are you eating? Oreos?
Oreo, mini Oreo cookies. So what's going on? You couldn't enter your credit card number?
Apparently, Minecraft has changed it so that in why is that running? In Minecraft, you used to be able to just create an account and use it, but now it has to be tied to an email account. So my daughter used to be able to log in just with her username, but now it has to be tied to an email account.
Well, that's interesting.
But it's not letting her.
So she's frustrated and you didn't create an email account.
I did create an email account and she's trying to log on with the email account, but then it keeps saying she needs to use the new an email account, even though she is. So I gave her my sage advice. I said, you probably need to reboot.
Oh, nice.
Somewhere something's getting stored where it thinks it's using the old account somewhere. When in doubt, reboot.
That's right.
So mini Oreos, there's not enough frosting, am I right?
There's not a lot in there, but they're better than crackers underneath the door.
Better than Clementine's.
No, but
Was
Clementine's really healthy. It's like a little orange, isn't it?
it's a little baby orange. Or there's a cross between an orange and a tangerine.
Yeah.
An orange and a tangerine.
So this is the eating part of the segment. This is the
There's a food
brunch.
part. The work part of it.
And I'm gonna wash it down with some Coca-Cola Cherry Zero.
I'm washing it down with some coffee.
At least you're not, coffee's not healthy.
This is true. So I have my one healthy and one unhealthy. And you
Yeah.
have your one health unhealthy and another unhealthy.
That's
But
right.
zero calories.
Yes, I have 0 calories. Whereas you
Until
put a
that's
ton of sugar in your coffee, right?
No, I don't have any sugar.
Did you put milk, cream?
No, just black.
You just drink it black?
Yeah, black.
Huh.
I like it black.
Do you put fish in there?
Oh, fish oil,
Fish
but
oil in there?
yeah, just a little fish oil.
It helps with the staples in your stomach. It helps oil them.
It lubricates.
Keeps them moist.
And the coffee like infiltrates your whole system,
Have you told your
so that
kids that you stapled your stomach?
the oil bonds with the. They're too young to know about that kind of thing.
They might be
Sometimes they see old
disturbed.
pig. I burned up all my old pictures, but occasionally they'll find one, like a group photo or something with me in it, where I was,
A fat ass.
I was about 550.
Yeah.
And they say, "Who's that guy?" I say,
That's your
"He's not
uncle.
with us anymore." I say, "He's not with us. That's your
Yeah.
uncle Bobo."
That's the guy I podcast with. His name is Mike
Remember
Myers.
watching a. That's wrong, Myers. when sometimes we're watching like old home movies, and I think there's a couple where I'm still large Bill, and they'll say, "That guy's voice, it sounds, who's that guy?" "Oh, that's your uncle, your great uncle." "That's a friend of mine from when I was young." He said, "He sounds a lot like you." "I don't know what you're talking about." And I hit fast forward.
You okay?
Yeah, I just choked on a clementine.
That your breakfast or is it kind of snacking?
That's my delicious snack.
What did you have for breakfast?
For breakfast, I had oatmeal.
Oh. I
Delicious
think I'd be
oatmeal
skinny if I ate the shit that
with
you
maple
ate.
syrup in it. It's
I'm on the Bomer diet. I think
not.
that's my New Year's resolution. I'm
It's
going to go on
not.
the Bomer
No.
diet. I'm going to eat fish
It's not
oil.
magic. Hey, why does my internet connection suck? Well,
Because of Minecraft's playing. What?
fish
It's no,
oil,
no duh.
oatmeal. I think someone's watching a video. Who's watching the video?
Can't play Minecraft.
Come in here, pull down your pants, and get over my knee.
That doesn't
Bring me my belt.
sound good. You want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry
That's
about.
right.
Well, we were
Stealing
talking
my
about
pants.
B films. So, Gerstler also did Sally of the Wasteland. That was kind of like that grindhouse sci-fi
Okay.
cheesiness.
I think I read the first issue of that, but I don't remember
I
it at
can
all.
see you saying that you probably don't like it. That one's like they work in a bar, like they're in a bar, and this woman comes and so she comes with like this iPad or whatever and says, "I have found technology, exists in New Orleans, and we need to get to New Orleans or whatever because there's like a sanctuary where humanity exists or whatever," and she leads them on a. She leads the captain on the ship to. They get attacked by lobsters and all kinds of weird craziness, like giant lobsters. And
Oh, I remember that one. I like that one. Son of a
yeah,
bitch. Now I gotta check my DCBS to see if I ordered the trade. Was there a trade?
was kind of cool artwork too, and she was naked a lot, but she's infatuated with the boy that works at the bar too. Like she wants to have his kids and he's like oblivious to sex. Like he just doesn't have a clue. But she's like, if I'm gonna mate with somebody, I'm gonna mate with this motherfucker.
That was like almost like it had a like a crossed feel to it.
It did. It had some craziness and then they ran into like these this is where it like got like crossed-ish. Like they ran into this party of female warriors that wore like these Alabama jerseys. They were like sports girls and they were like Amazons and they fight off a lot of shit. They were like their allies. They also had the goal of getting there. And then they arrive at the place and they're like, "You want to," after a lot of people get killed, and they're like, "Do you want to we're going to keep you for breeding, and then the other guy, we're just going to hook up and load his memories into the computer." And she gets chosen by some guy to breed with her, and he's like, "Put on this monkey mask." He like wants to fuck a monkey.
Nice.
That's Victor Gerstler too.
Yeah. So I looked it up. I did not order the trade, but it's because I think it's because it came out in hardcover and I
Oh,
was waiting
really?
for the soft
The
cover, but
soft
the
cover.
soft cover never came. They never brought out a soft cover yet.
Huh.
It's only hardcover.
Well, I'm missing one issue and I just read through it. Like, I missed issue 3 and I just went 1, 2, four,
Just
five.
blew past it.
Yeah, I don't. I got the gist of the story. I mean, I really want to read the other part, but I could digitally if I wanted to, but I just wanted to press. If I ever find it, I'll definitely order it if I remember it. I hate when I miss an issue.
Who published that? Was it Titan?
Titan Comics, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they do hardcovers sometimes. I don't know if they do. If they do a hardcover, do they also do a soft cover, or do they just do a hardcover?
I don't know. I buy the singles, so I never, ever, ever buy their hard covers or soft covers.
You're not a true fan.
Well, I support the industry. You don't. Everybody's lost their jobs by the time you get to it.
That's right. They've had to live off food stamps
Yeah,
for
because.
months until the trade comes out.
And then they get a dime from your fucking trade
From my Amazon purchase.
Yeah. And they said, well, maybe I could get my daughter to fucking get a little farther in Minecraft
That's
now.
right. Now, finally, I can get my daughter
Yeah.
onto Minecraft.
I have a dime to pay for
Good news, daughter. Good
it.
news, dear. I sold another hardcover.
Yeah, Bill Bomer, he really helps the industry.
Speaking of the industry, we could segue into another comic we read where
Okay.
they also talk about the state of the industry and how artists and writers can survive. Do you know what I'm talking
I have no idea. Did I read this?
about? I think you read
What
it.
is this?
Super Zero number one.
I didn't take that away from it.
No, but that was in there.
But I didn't take that away from it at all. Like the premise that you came up with, I didn't take that away. Like I read it totally different.
Well, it wasn't the it wasn't the premise, but remember there was the whole part where she was talking about, I think it was her talking about like the state of the comic book industry and how like her theory was that, so it's about this teenage girl who wants to become a superhero. That's the premise of the story.
And she believes that she needs to instigate a tragedy to make her a
Yeah, to make
superhero.
her a superhero.
So she pays a bum to go kidnap her parents or to
Mug
hold
her
them up,
parents, yeah.
mug her parents. And the bum is like an honest bum, like he's a vet and
Right, yeah.
he doesn't want to do anything malicious, so he befriends the.
Her
But
parents.
it is hilarious because it's all over the place. Like I didn't understand what the message was, like if that's what you thought the message was. I know it's
Like with
poking fun
the
of the industry, but it's very interesting, like her daydreams and everything. It's crazy how all these worlds, and then she can't pass, right? She can't even pass, like she's failed her grade like three times.
yeah, 'cause she
She's like a daydream.
yeah, she's up all night dreaming about
Sorry,
being a superhero.
choking on some coke.
But oh, and the other thing is that she has these theories about that it's the end of, it's gonna be the end of the world, because this is like the fifth time society has collapsed and gone disappeared, and then every million years like it's reborn and
She makes it
society starts
believable,
over again.
though. Like she tells the bum this
Yeah.
story, and she
Yeah.
makes it really believable.
And to go back to my original thing about superheroes, her point about comic book creators is that they're tapped into, that superheroes are real and they're tapped into, like, they're tapped into something unconscious or subconscious that exists in the world. And it's not that they want, it's not that they're creating comics to make money. They're telling these stories because they have to. And they don't care that they're not making any money to tell these stories. They have to because it's their purpose in life to get these stories onto paper. And they even name check like Mark Wade
Mark
and
Wade. Well, there's a lot of pop culture references in it, yeah.
yeah, Superman and
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah, it
There's a
was
lot
really
of
good.
dialogue in this book too.
It took a while to read. It did. I enjoyed it though, 'cause it was different. It was like something I've never read before.
Yeah, it was mostly this teenage girl kind of rambling on and on about her theories and stuff. But she was cool.
She seems
But
to
it
have
ended
a
in a weird
divorced parents
place.
too. Like her mom is married to somebody and her father's married to a hippie chick. I thought that was really weird how they have that scene where they're at the pool And they have that the other
Oh yeah.
daughter, and
Yeah.
she's like they're gonna
She's
skinny
swimming with
dip
her
into the
boyfriend. Yeah,
pool,
she's
swim
swimming
with
with
her
her
boyfriend.
boyfriend.
She's
And he
in her
wants a
bra and
skinny dip.
panties. He wants a skinny dip, and the mother, the stepmother, comes out, and the guy, she makes the kid come out of the pool and give her a hug while he's naked. That was just disturbing as shit.
Because she's a hippie. You don't have to be embarrassed about your naked body.
Yeah, they make it a point that she's a hippie.
There was a lot of the
Oh, I think I lost you. Some bitch. Are you there?
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. What happened?
I don't know. Damn
Minecraft.
kids. I was just saying that there's that one scene where she was in the bathtub, and the bathtub's like all glowing.
Yeah.
So I think the intent there was like to try and make you think that like something was happening to her, but it was just really just
Well, the bad
LED
one was
lights.
glowing because she put LED strips on the bottom of the tub.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cool idea, though. I would like to do that. Put LED strips in the bottom of the tub and put bubble bath in there. It sounds like a good thing, like a cool
Right.
thing to experience.
Sure.
That was Aftershock Comics.
Yes, Aftershock Comics. New publisher who's getting
Good
a lot of
art
big names.
too.
Oh, yeah, we
Samantha
should say
Connor,
it's.
Jimmy Palmiotti, and Raphael Del Torre.
Yeah, so Connor and Palmiotti wrote that one. I read another Aftershock, too.
Aftershock is seems like it's a company formed by former Batman editor Mike Martz.
Yeah, and I did look at the. Yeah, Joe Pruitt is a publisher.
Yeah, I know
Which.
Mike Martz is involved.
Yeah, he's the. What is he? Editor in chief. He's the editor.
Yeah.
And Joe Pruitt, didn't he do like Desperado or something?
Desperado. No, that was the Eagles. Wasn't it?
What, Des the song?
Yeah.
I don't think he did the song Desperado. He wrote it for the Eagles.
He wrote it for the Eagles.
Yeah, and I think Joe Pruitt did Desperado Publishing. Let's see. Yeah, he did.
For Image? Wasn't
Was it?
Desperado a spin-off of
Yeah,
Image?
it might have been.
Like Top
And
Cow?
he worked on Caliber. He was at Caliber.
Yeah, I wonder how these guys are gonna hit.
I don't know. They have big names, so.
Well, yeah, they have big names in the writers, that's for sure. Or at least well-known names.
Yeah.
Like they got an Azzarello book coming out. And Azzarello's writing my favorite book right now.
Which is that?
DK3, I love that fucking book.
Ah. I read the first one.
Oh, the
Where's my.
second one is so fucking good. I like the collector's editions too. Did you get the collector's edition?
Is that the $10 one?
It's a hardcover, man.
I didn't get that one.
It's like a really, really thin hardcover, but it's like the pages are like really large. And you know how you get the mini comic in the middle? Everything is large there.
Yeah.
It's a better experience, a reading experience.
What are you going to do with those hardcovers? Put them on your shelf?
Yeah. What do you think I'm
You
going
get.
to do with them? I reread it actually. I don't usually reread comics, but I've reread both issues of DK3 because I loved it so much.
Nah, I'm just going to wait till they'll bring out some collected fancy
Yeah,
pants
and I'm going to buy
edition.
that too.
You're all in.
I'm all in. I love this book. I love this material. Like I think it really, 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 really helped me to read The Dark Knight Strikes Again, because it established a lot of things that they're feeding off of. You know, like Kelly, Carrie Kelly is, you know, was Catgirl in the previous series, and now she was revealed at the end of issue one. Spoiler. Okay, you could hit your pause button and stop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Stop. Okay. They revealed that she's Batman now. And she was trying to rescue a kid in issue one from getting beat up by the cops, and she got into a
Right.
really big battle
The
with the
battle with the
cops.
cops.
And then in the media is kind of like the old Dark Knight Returns, where they're always in there and you have all these
On the
different
screens.
viewpoints. Yeah. You have like John Stewart in one of the screens and a couple other people in there. Like you could hear voices of people that you hear in the news. And then you have this the subplot with the Atom, which is really fascinating, because the Atom gets contacted by Laura, who's Superman's daughter, Superman and Wonder Woman's daughter. Wonder Woman's trying to train her to be an Amazon. She doesn't want to be. She wants to acknowledge her Kryptonian heritage, but she wants the Atom's help to get into the bottled city of Kandor to free those people. And wait till you see, Bill, what the fuck happens in the next one. But it is amazing what can of worms they fucking open. There's two really good. You know how the first one ended with a
The
good
reveal.
cliffhanger with the reveal?
Yeah.
Well, the next issue has like two big reveals, which I'm not gonna give away because it's just brand new off the shelf, I think, this last week. But it's really,
Nice.
really fucking good. Like I was so excited about it, and then I was telling Chris and Campbell, you know, Chris Campbell and Daryl, and they weren't up on it as much as I was. I'm like, motherfuckers, why can you not see what I'm seeing? But you know, everybody sees something different when they read comics, but I just see like this brilliance on the page. But I think it helps that I read Dark Knight
Yeah,
Strikes
read
Again, because
the
there
one
was a
before.
lot of Atom in it. And then there was the conflict between Superman and Batman, and they talk a little bit about the Lex Luthor thing that happened. So Adam's a big part of it. Their daughter's a big part of it, which came out of that series. The Wonder Woman Superman relationship was out of that series. There's a lot of stuff coming from that series. I think they even mentioned somewhere about the weirdness about how. I don't remember if it's a blurb or maybe I didn't. Maybe this isn't in there, but I think they mentioned who the main villain of Dark Knight Strikes Again, who turns out to be Dick Grayson in the second one. He looks like a Joker guy, but he's not the Joker. He's Dick Grayson. So it got really weird. Like I like Dark Knight Strikes Again, but the third volume just went off the cliff, man. It got fucking weird.
Yeah. I haven't read that in a long time. I should read that again. I'll have to find those issues. That would
I
be a
think
good
it would
thing.
help with your enjoyment of the third one.
Yeah,
But
and
the art is fucking amazing. Like Russo drew the Wonder Woman insert on the second one, and then Kubert is like channeling Frank Miller. Like it's not Frank Miller, but he's stylizing his art to look a certain way. And so is Russo. And I really like the way they're presenting what they're presenting on the page. So I read both of them. Oh, like I love two so much. I wanted to go back and read one. I reread one this time in hardcover, which was a mind-blowing experience because the panels are just so large, and even you know it doesn't have a mini comic. They're just and in the hardcover, you don't. I don't know how you read the first one. Like, did you read the outer comic and then the inner comic, or did you read and then cut to the mini comic and then?
I don't remember.
I read the way I read it the first time was I read it to the midpoint, read the mini comic, and then finished it.
Yeah.
But I found out it reads way better if you save the mini comic for the end.
Yeah, I think that's probably how I did it.
Yeah.
I remember liking the mini comic.
Yeah, the mini comic was really good. The
So you
first
say
one's
that.
the Atom, the second one's Wonder Woman.
Okay. It's interesting, and it's interesting the way they're presenting this one too. I wonder how it. Oh, I'm sure it's selling great.
Well, the first one sold outrageously great. Like, it was number one, but number ones are so inflated
Yeah,
anyway.
because
It doesn't really give you a
Dick's.
good sense until you get to two or three, what it really is selling.
Because those jerks who only buy the first one anyway.
Yeah. I don't think that's the case. I think you're in the minority there. I think it's just stores taking a risk on number ones. Like,
Well, they.
they I
Well,
th I
no,
think
it's
they
because
think
they.
I think new I think what they think is that there's limit they have to know that their clientele has limited budget, but they think that they're gonna switch titles again. I guess they see trends in it.
Well, they obviously know that number ones sell better than, or number ones tend to sell well.
Yeah. Everybody wants to try something new.
Yeah, people are willing to try it out, but then if they don't like it, then they're not going to continue with it.
Yeah. You know another book I liked a lot? I just thought it executed really well, like it flowed really well. I'd like to hear what you thought about it, but it's the Venus one.
Venus from Boom Studios, written
Yes.
by Rick Lovard, illustrated by Huang Denlan. I thought it was awesome.
I did too. I love the pacing of it because it just throws you into the situation
Right.
immediately.
Yeah, it starts out you're in the midst of a some kind of crash and you don't know exactly what's going on. People are floating around and there's debris everywhere and blood. And you re and then they reveal that, and then there's a woman trying to at a console trying to land whatever vehicle they're in. And then it cuts to them crashing on the planet.
But I like their strategy of the opening part of the story, because like whoever's speaking to us is kind of telling us in 2 pages what the whole premise of the story is. I like that. While the background is showing the
What's
ship,
actually
yeah,
happening,
you're
yeah.
seeing the commander fucking getting killed and shit. You know what I mean? And people floating, they're losing their gravity and all hell's breaking loose. But while that's happening, you're
Right, the
getting,
captions are giving you the
yeah,
backstory.
they're giving you the whole backstory, which is like a superpower race against, you know, like all the countries heading into space and trying to claim their, it sounds like somebody's already claimed Mars, so the United States decides, oh, let's go claim Venus. And when they go to these planets, their goal is to get there and they've
Terraform it.
terraform it, yeah, so they could live there. And
Right. Because they say that was it Mar it was either Mar or it was either Mars or the moon that oh yeah, Mars. So
Mars.
yeah. So Asia has claimed Mars because they're mining the asteroids. So basically the countries are claiming these planets as their own so they can get all the whatever natural resources are there. Yeah, so Earth is, or not Earth. Earth is claimed by no,
United
so
States.
yeah, United States decide to that they want Venus.
I like the way they're doing it though. They're like in conjunction with the government and corporations. In other words, they're joining their dollars to make this happen. Like
Right.
it's like joint effort because it's a race for superiority too, because it looks like there's like a There, it's almost like when Russia and the United States were rushing to get to Mars, to get to the moon, right? It was like a race
Yeah,
to
the
get
race.
there. And now that they know that Asia's already got Mars. They're in a hurry. It seems like they were in a hurry to get this expedition off. They got a really experienced female captain. The general gets killed. She takes over, and she's really the glue that keeps them alive, I think, in the first issue.
Yeah.
Because when they crash land, there's a reactor in that fucking ship, and there's another female scientist who's like, "Give me more time to fix this reactor. Give me more time." And she's like, "We don't have time. We're getting the fuck out of here." And she like even pressures the guy that's getting them on the transports. You know, she gives him like 30 minutes or whatever, and he needs like 5 hours. And she says, "You got this much time because we're gonna go regardless of whether you're ready or not."
Right. And that's where this book really shined, I thought, is in the dynamics between the characters. Because they got this new captain, and she's a civilian. And a lot of the
But
other.
she's really ex they make it a point that she's like really experienced. Like
Well,
she
yeah,
came out of retirement.
she's like a famous pilot.
Yeah.
Because she did some. They mentioned that at one point. I think she did some landing of some plane or something that was going down and saved a bunch of people or whatever. So she did something in her past to make her this famous pilot. But because she's a civilian and a lot of the other people on the ship are military, they're like they don't want to listen to her, but she's like, I'm the captain now, so what I say goes. So and she's very resolute in her vision. She says, "We got to get our asses off the ship." And they're trying to fight her, but what she say is what it's going to be, and she hasn't backed down, so.
Well, the other thing I like about her is she's willing to risk herself. Like, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't have my crew do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. Like, she gets on top of that transport instead of inside the transport, which is
Yeah,
a lot
'cause
more dangerous because like there's shit and particles falling everywhere. Yeah,
sulfuric rain.
sulfuric rain coming and like it kills a couple of people off of that transport, but. It was really good. And then in the back, I don't know if you read the back thing, but it had that guy, Randy R. Wesson, that works at the Jet Propulsion JPL
Yeah.
laboratory. That was kind of cool.
I'm surprised man, you must have liked it if you actually read the back matter.
Well,
We never read the back
I
matter.
never read the back matter, but I saw JPL and I've worked with JPL before, so I was very
Okay.
interested to see what they said.
Right, but yeah, seeing that lets you know that they've actually like thought about the science behind a lot of this too.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, it was
Thought it was
fantastic.
great. But I went on the, what was it, Kennedy Space Center tour fairly recently, me and Barb. I remember that's because she fell down the stairs because she won't touch the handrail because of germs. So she'd rather
So rather
get rid of her walking ability to avoid
than get a
germaphobe.
cold, yeah.
Yeah. But we were there and, they were talking about like all the future launches and stuff, where they're kind of headed. It kind of reminded me of this book a little bit, at least the back matter, the way he wrote it.
Yeah.
But it was good. I really dug it.
Yeah, because and then, yeah, so on this planet, it's basically they take this trip to Venus. They're the first ones to go there, and everything falls to pot, and people are dying left and right, and they crash. And now they have to figure out how to exist on this planet that is very unwelcoming. So it's going to be interesting to see how they survive now on this
Yeah.
planet. It was good. It was written really well. The art was great.
I never heard of this Rick Loverd before, have you?
No, I don't know what he's done. I'm not familiar with his name.
I thought it was the if it is like if he's not, you know, done a lot, I thought he wrote a really good comic book. Like it w he wrote it like he was experienced on how to combine the as the writer and the creator, how to make the art and the story flow. Like he got an artist that did really good with this story. And it's a very dynamic story. It's like if you opened up a fucking movie like Star Wars or something. You know how Star Wars always starts with action and stuff? That's the way this one starts off.
Right. Yeah, in the muck. It looks like, well, this guy did Berserker. That was the other thing he did.
Berserker, which one's that?
I think it was I only remember because it had like Dale Keown covers or possibly art. It was from who published
I don't
that?
know if I read that. Let me just pull this up here.
Is it Top Cow or something? Maybe it was Boom.
That
I don't know.
sounds familiar. So if I click on this and then click on Rick.
It looks like his day job is he's a
Oh, it was
program
a Top
director.
Cow. Yeah,
Yeah, Top
Top
Cow.
Cow. I didn't read the Berserker.
Yeah, I didn't read it either. I think I have some issues of it. It looks like he's also the program director for the Science and Entertainment Exchange, whatever that is.
He wrote
It
a
must be
re
his day job.
he wrote a really good comic book, though. Do you know what I mean? If he's not written a lot, he wrote a th this is no this is by far no like amateur storytelling. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah. No, he knows how
He
to tell a
knows how to
story.
write. He
Yeah.
knows how to tell a story in comic book format. Sometimes things are a little rough around the edges. Like, I don't know if you read did you read any of the Overground comics?
Was that absent captain one?
Absent Captain, and then there was
Yeah, I have not read that yet.
See, those ones come across as somebody that's passionate but hasn't figured out the
But is
medium
still
yet.
learning, yeah.
Yeah, at least that's what I got out of it. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah. Well, there also is some advantage to publishing at Boom versus self-publishing, because if you're publishing through Boom, you got the Boom editors who are going to look at it and tell you what needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Which is big, but I mean, he cut his teeth on Berserker, so it's not his first foray. I'm gonna look up what I have of Berserker. Maybe I'll read that if I.
I think I might have the hardcover somewhere. I think it was one that I got from Campbell's house too. I don't remember.
If you don't remember buying it and you own it, then it must be.
He
How do you
gives
spell?
away like a lot of hardcovers during those Campbell Cons, and I picked up a lot of stuff.
I need to get my butt to a CampbellCon, although I don't really need any more hardcovers, but is he giving away his house so I can store my stuff there? That would be good.
He collects like Barb wants me to collect, I think. The only thing is, I don't know what he does with all his other stuff. Like, if he just gives them away or throws them away or whatever. But he keeps a well kept man cave, if you will. And while he keeps on bringing stuff in, he knows how to get rid of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
He
he.
never grows beyond his physical capacity, which is what I'm doing. I finished 1,000 fucking bags and boards in less than 2 months. That means I bought 1,000 comics in 2 months. Back issues and current.
1,000 comics in 2 months?
Yes, over the course of the last 4 months, I have had 2,000 books. That doesn't include the trades and shit that I buy.
So that's between DCBS and.
DCBS and a lot of the back issue stuff that I've been doing lately on the DC side.
And my daughter wants something. What do you want? Oh, so I have to do the credit card thing?
Do you want
Or
to
you
take a
want it?
break?
No, it's okay. You go grab my wallet out of my pants.
Take those dollars out.
I don't think she believed me. She just left the room. I don't mean the ones I'm wearing. Next to my bed on the floor. That's where I keep my pants.
On the floor?
On the floor.
Yeah, Isn't that dangerous, Bill?
What,
What if your pants get washed or thrown in the laundry like that? And your wallet's in there, then you just washed your wallet.
That's true.
Why wouldn't you take your wallet out and put it on your dresser before you throw your pants on the floor? You're a grown-ass man.
That's debatable, but it's very debatable.
Oh no, Harley's coming in with grass all over the place. God damn it.
Must be nice to live in Colorado.
What the fuck? Well, it's dead grass. It's attached to her. Where the fuck is her blanket? I need to knock this off. She's going to bring all this dead grass into the house. Harley, what are you doing? What? Good Lord.
Where's Barb? Barb!
She's probably watching football, NFL countdown upstairs.
Help!
She's in the Super Bowl, the fantasy football Super Bowl, so...
Oh, she's got... She's
today's
busy.
Today's the big day. She's in the Valiant podcast, the Valiant group, fantasy football. And Daryl recruited her to run the team with him, but Daryl doesn't do shit. She ran the team the whole year and got him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Maybe I have to recruit her next year.
Well, Daryl just talks the shit, but if you think about it, his strategy is brilliant because it's like if you're an NFL owner and you hire a coach and give them full control, like general manager and coaching, and you just sit back and then show up in the stand and watch as your team wins.
But he's not putting any money into it.
No.
At least they're investing money. What? You gotta do what?
Send an email.
To who?
No wonder you get all these viruses on your machines and stuff.
I thought you did do a email to me. I clicked on an email to get to this page.
I know. I need to
do another. Okay, do another. I will cancel my transaction. You will not get my money.
And this is a good lesson to all you parents that are listening to this. This is how kids try to take advantage of you and take your credit cards.
Hey, where's the money that was in my wallet?
They make it sound all innocent, see? And just be prepared.
I just need 10 cents, they say. Just 10 cents.
Bill is doing this as a tutorial to what not to do. As a parent.
This isn't going to go well.
This is exactly how you lose parental control over your media.
Now there's a cat in my comic book room.
Stop. Total chaos.
Get out. Stop rubbing your face on my trades. Stink up my trades.
He's going to take a dump in your bookshelf.
Don't pee on my comic books.
So what else?
The system is broken.
While your credit card information is being stolen, do you have another book you want to talk about? Did you finally read Monster World?
I did read Monster World.
What do you think?
That's the new Steve Niles book from American Gothic Press. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I liked it. I wasn't crazy about it. It was a good, they did a really good job. So this is about, does it say what year it takes place?
I think it's 1933. Early Hollywood.
Yeah. So, and it's about this PI back in the 30s. So it had a really good gumshoe feel to it.
It did. I liked the character a lot. Like,
yeah, the PI.
And I like how it falls into that paradigm where you have a beautiful woman come into the gumshoe's office and ask for, like, you got to solve this mystery, find my husband.
Right. Her husband, who is like a rich studio owner or whatever, right?
Yeah, he's a lead producer for a movie studio. Like, if you use the analogy of like Universal, like maybe Universal was like a failing company, and all of a sudden they came out with the Universal Monsters and they hit it big, right. And then the producer actually goes missing, and the wife is actually hiring the gumshoe to go find out where her husband is. But what she doesn't tell him is there's a lot of cast and crew that are going missing too. And they're being lacerated and stuff and being murdered. And he goes about his contacts and finds out, you know, like he calls the coroner and says, hey, can you give me some information on this woman that was killed? And he actually goes to the coroner, and the coroner actually gets murdered by, it looks like the actress became a werewolf type creature. And it looks like there's monsters everywhere. Like monsters are a real thing in this world.
Yeah, he goes out on the street and gets attacked by some monsters.
I liked it. I think I liked it a little more than you did.
Yeah, it was well done. I liked the character a lot, and I liked the feel of it. Maybe it's just because there's nothing wrong with it.
It got kind of weird towards the end, though. Like, it was, like, really dense and really solid, and then it became more loose as you read on.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when he kind of went out in the street, and then...
there were all these weird monsters.
Yeah, he gets attacked by monsters.
And Peter Kowalski is the guy who drew it, and he did. I think he did a really good job drawing it.
Yeah, I liked the art a lot. It was good. If you're into like 30s detective stories or classic monster stories,
it seemed to have a lot more story too than a Steve Niles. And I wonder if it's because this Philip Kim is a co-writer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it was co-written by someone.
It's co-written. Because Steve Niles ones usually read like really fast, and this one had a lot, at least in the first part, a little more dense.
Yeah, well, the first part there was like lots of caption, like the...
Yeah, it felt like it read like an old pulp novel, yeah. A pulp detective story.
Yeah. There's even some nudity in this.
Was there? Did I miss this?
Monster duty.
Was there a monster dick somewhere?
What? I haven't verified it yet. I'll do it right now. I'm typing, see?
Verify. I see.
There's the dead girl.
Nudity on the dead girl. I forgot you were in a necrophilia.
Why do you think I like the crust?
You're going to love Tokyo Ghost. There's more schlong in that one.
More schlong than you can shake a dick at.
Shake a dick at, yeah. They even poke fun about the size of his dick because he's got a big dick, but when he starts talking about his dad, his dick starts shrinking. Which it should. I mean, it shouldn't stay hard. But
wow.
They put fun of it. So, yeah, that was from American Gothic Press.
I got to make sure I got this credit card number correct. 624-721.
I'm recording, Bill.
What? Oh, shit. Expiration date 06-2015.
There you go. What's the 3-digit code on the back?
222. Why do you need that, Mike?
I'm just asking. In case our listeners might need it. They might be interested.
Verifying information. Error. Son of a bitch.
You forgot to put something. You forgot to put the three-digit 222.
Is this a credit card?
Maybe you forgot to select Master or Visa.
Doesn't say you need to. Let me look at the number again. That looks right. Expiration date? That looks right.
What a hassle, man. This Mindscape shit. Minecraft. Minecraft wants to charge Bill 10 cents for activating his daughter's account. 10 cents. And they want his credit card information. This sounds dangerous. Yeah. Barb says it doesn't sound legit.
What's the worst that could happen?
Your identity gets stolen.
I don't know why it's not taking my information.
I was listening to an old episode of Comic Book Noise, and somebody stole Derek's information. And you know what they did? Derek Coward. They took advantage of his Amazon account, and they ordered a bunch of adult sex toys, and they sent them all to his house. That is bizarre. That's what could happen to you, Bill. If you get a double-headed dildo at your door.
So they didn't use it to get stuff for themselves?
No. They used it to send sex stuff to his house. All kinds of it.
I hate when that happens. Honey, I don't know what. Someone hacked my account.
And then she doesn't believe you because she found all the cross books underneath your bed. You suck, motherfucker!
This website won't take my credit card information.
Oh, no.
What have I done?
It's too late.
It's too late now. Maybe I just gave away my identity.
Your Oprah stupid browser.
Yeah, I'm changing browsers.
Your Oprah browser probably doesn't work. The Oprah Winfrey browser that you use.
Opera is the finest browser.
You're the only one I know that uses it.
I'm one of the only people in the world who uses it. I can't help it if no one else realizes it's the best browser.
Why is it the best?
It's got features.
Can't let you put in your credit card information.
How often do you use your credit card online?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Shopping or something?
That's right.
Let's see if this works. I bet you this is going to work. It's already behaving differently.
Damned! Is our next book. How is that?
God damned!
God damn it!
Here's the first thing I'm going to say about God Damned, which is written by Jason Aaron, and I can't remember who did the art. But damn, the art was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. R.M. Guerra. I think they did Scalp gorgeous. Together.
Did yeah, I think Scalp? He's this. I have not read it all yet.
You know the one guy, so there's Cain and Abel. This is Cain, right? The way he drew Cain's eyes and stuff, I saw Barry Windsor Smith in his face. I don't know why, but I kept looking at some of the pages, and I'm like, "That man, that looks like old Eternal Warrior."
It did have a very. I would agree with that. It also it looks very like European.
Yes, it kind of looked like the. Did you read the Legends of the Geomancer by our artist? What is his name? The guy who worked for Avatar, you like him?
Oh, Rip.
Rip, yeah. It kind of reminded me of his art a little bit.
Yeah,
matter of fact, the scenarios and the battle scenes were a lot like his art. This reminded me a lot of Legends of the Geomancer for some reason.
Is that the one that was $99 per issue?
Yeah. That was the $100 comic.
Are they collecting that yet?
No, they're not going to.
That's what they say. It's not that oversight. What was that called?
Legends of
I'm going to flip to my Valiant section of previews. Vertigo.
They're not going to collect it.
Here we go.
The chief CEO said they're not going to collect it.
What's it called?
Legends of the Geomancer. It's called Book of Death, formerly Legends of the Geomancer.
Yeah, let's see if it's in here. Book of Death. Book of Death, Fall of Bloodshot, Fall of Ninjak, Fall
it's
of
not
Harbinger,
there.
Fall of Exo. Where's the other one?
You're not going to get it. They already said it's. You have to spend, if you're going to spend $90 on a comic, you're not going to get it.
Look, it's a deluxe edition hardcover.
And it doesn't have it.
It doesn't have it. Well, I'm not going to buy the deluxe edition then. Oh, F you, Valiant.
So you're not going to sacrifice you're not going to get the hardcover because it doesn't have Legends of the Geomancer in it.
It doesn't have Legends of the Geomancer in it. That's not a complete story.
You don't need a story.
They don't call it a complete edition. I heard that story is the key to understanding the whole story.
No, it's not.
Essential.
I think it's essential for Valiant fans that want to know what Geomancer and the Annie Panda brothers, how they came to be and stuff.
I want to know that.
Well, you'll never know it because you didn't want to spend $25 an issue.
Maybe I'll get it off eBay. Is it cheap now? Has it gone down in price yet?
I don't know. Let's check it.
What's it called? Death of the Geomancer?
Book of Death, Legends of the Geomancer. Put your credit card in there.
I might as well. It's out now, so...
Legends of the Geomancer.
I'm going to have to click buy it now before you do.
Well, I already have them. I already paid for them. Why would I buy them? Like number 4 is $15. Well, there's bids for $1, so I don't know. You might luck out.
There we go. $1.
But I don't see number 1. I see number 2.
Number 3.
Well, there's a number 1 for $42.50. God damn.
They get number 4 for $7.99.
$75. Good. 1 through 4. You could spend $75 on 1 through 4.
How much were they regularly?
I think it was 20. Through DCBS, it was 25, 10, 15, and 15.
That adds up to $75. Wait, how much was it again? 25?
25, 10, 15, and 15. So 30, 25.
$65.
That's in the ballpark.
Here we go. Here's one for $40.
Just number
Zero
one or the
bids.
Whole series?
The whole series, $40.
There you go. If you want to spend that.
$40.
It's not even 22 pages of comic, though, just to warn you. It's more like 10 pages of comic. So it's like 10 pages times 4. So 40 pages totally.
I'll just wait for the hardcover. It'll come out.
It'll come out sometime. Maybe when Valiant changes ownership. They sell to the Chinese like I think they're going to do. When they take control in the boardroom and say, I'm not making my money, and they take over.
Yep, and
maybe,
they say,
maybe you'll get it.
And they say, hey, why hasn't this been released in trade?
And yeah.
Say, oh, because we told the fans we weren't going to. And they'll say,
and I say, fuck that. We got to make the bottom line.
So you got to choose between making. So you're saying you'd rather not make money than make money.
Yeah.
You understand that in order to stay in business, you need to make money, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, what are we going to do?
You got to put it out
we'll put it in the put it in the hardcover.
And then Bomer wins. That's what happens. Bomer wins.
This thing this son of a bitch it won't take my credit card. It won't take it.
Now you've entered it into three bad sites. They've maxed out your credit card. What is the error, Bill? Does it show in red like something you forgot to enter?
No, it just says could not be processed. Please verify your credit card details. They're right. I'm looking right at this card, which I think this card works.
You can't use your library card, Bill. Did you know that?
What is the card's? I think this card's activated. This is a legitimate card.
All for a dime.
I know, all for a dime. Can I use PayPal?
Maybe.
No. They won't take it.
Maybe if you send a dime in an envelope.
I think I have another card somewhere. I wonder if I could use a debit card.
Just give them everything.
My dad. Where do I enter my soch? They didn't ask for my name, though. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. Card number?
God, this is going to be bad.
They're not asking for my name. Don't they need my name to process my credit card?
This can't end well.
What is my security code? I'm looking right at it.
God damn. So what did you think of this book, Bill?
I liked it a lot. I don't know. It's not working. It's not taking my credit card. Let me look and see if I have another credit card. I could use my corporate card, but then I'll get fired.
It's not worth it, Bill.
We're done. What's this charge? We didn't authorize it.
10 cents for Minecraft.
Here's another credit card. Oh, here's another credit card. Wait, this one might be expired. This one's expired. Okay. Try this other credit card.
What?
Oh, I know what credit card I can use. I got another one. Hang on. Let me look at my archives. Okay, you can go. I'll find another credit card to use. I'll use my Amazon credit card. I know that works. What did I think of it? I liked it a lot. It's a night, because it starts out, it's just like a... It's this dude in prehistoric time. Well, he wakes up in a shit pit.
That's why you liked it. Because this guy was getting peed on.
He's getting peed on in a shit pit. Getting peed on by this kid.
And it looks really stinky. And he even used that. You've been face down in that shit pond. They call it the shit pond all fucking day. God damn, come you ain't dead. How come you ain't dead?
And it's not till later you find out who he is. And then he goes, so then he finds out that...
You see Dick.
Yeah, he walks around with his dick hanging out.
And you see fight scenes with the dick. Like he...
Yeah, well, he finds out that all his stuff had got stolen by the Bone Boys. Is that what they're called? I think they're called the Bone Boys. So he goes to get his stuff back, and then he's kicking their ass, basically.
Yeah.
With his dick hanging out. What more do you need in a comic?
Yeah, it's biblical. References to Cain and Abel. Yeah.
Biblical.
And Adam and Eve.
Yeah, then you find out he's Cain.
Yeah.
And he's immortal.
His parents came from an immaculate place called Eden. And then Lilith fucked it up.
I know, Lilith always messes everything up.
Yeah. You know what pisses me off about the Lilith thing? Is that Luke Foster still doesn't believe us about this thing. He always has to tell us that Lilith isn't true.
You're always going to have to deal with the non-believers.
Yeah.
In this life. Those who do not, they think that what they think is right and everything else is of course wrong.
Yeah. Where we know that Lilith exists. We live with them.
No comments.
All right. What else do we got? Oh, we read The Veil, which is an El Torres.
Ah, yes, the El Torres Veil. So this is published a number of years back from IDW. It is about a woman who sees dead people.
Yeah.
And she goes back to her old hometown because what was the reason she went back? I don't remember now. Someone died.
Because she inherited her from her aunt.
Oh yeah, her aunt died and she inherited her
house.
Well,
there's people very interested in buying it, but I think she wants to go back to negotiate the cost because it sounds like she's in New York and she has to go back to Maine. And she doesn't want to go back to Maine, but she wants to close this deal, like, so she could sell this house. But when she goes back, all hell breaks loose. And there's parts of the story that I don't... She keeps getting the vision. What do they call that? It's like the empty man or something. They call him something, like slug man, or I don't know what he is.
Yeah, but some kind of slug man.
He's like this entity that's like crossing over from another dimension or something like that.
Right. And, yes.
But the bad part
is he feeds off of what did he feed off of? Anger? No, suffering, right?
Yeah. And what she learns is when she goes back to Maine, like it's bad enough that she sees dead people, but it's like she gets overwhelmed. Like she even finds like she goes back into her aunt's house and finds out that she was murdered. And you're like, oh fuck! Now she's got to figure out who murdered her aunt. And then she finds out that all these other people were murdered. And she decides to fuck a cop. And that's the part I don't understand. Maybe you could tell me. She ends up getting like. There's this preacher who's like manifesting this slug man or something like that. And then they start to go after her and the cop. And they end up at the house of the one woman that introduced herself or was a friend of hers in high school that also survived this bus accident. There was
right.
a bus accident that
Which
they survived.
Kid.
Yeah, that they survived. And once that she survived that bus accident, that's when she could see dead people.
Right.
And she spent a lot of time in the sanitarium with the doctor that's in the other series, Straightjacket.
Right. A doctor who wrote a book about her.
Well, he seems like he used her.
He totally used her.
Well, he used her to write the book. But he, like, fucked her, too.
Yeah.
He, like, had sex with her, and he wrote the book about them.
And she was in love with him.
Yeah.
And then he wrote this book that basically said that she can't really see dead people. She's just crazy.
Uh-huh.
And he called it the whatever Luna syndrome or something.
Yeah.
Which they reference in Straightjacket.
Right. They diagnosed the lead character in there with the Luna syndrome. So it's called a mass hysteria thing, like where everybody starts seeing what you're seeing. And that's what this woman did. Like everybody started to see weird shit in that whole town of Maine because of this incident. And that's why I think they named this thing called the Luna thing. Cause everybody started to believe what she saw. But the part I don't understand is there was that one girl that was pregnant and then she was supposed to like have the baby and then the slug man or whatever that thing was going to come into the world and
mm-hmm.
all hell was going to break loose. But did she stopped it, right? But then she came back and she was pregnant or from the cop, right? Or did I not get that?
I can't remember I don't know what I did with the veil. What did I do with my veil? Yeah, I don't. I remember.
Well, she went back to the sanitarium with the doctor, and it maybe she is not pregnant, but she kept on seeing the voice. I don't know why I got the impression that she was pregnant.
Yeah, I don't remember the very end.
Oh,
There's.
she's holding her belly there. That's why. It ended really weird. It ended
Yeah,
more
I
weird than it
remember all the
started.
stuff in the house, and then the baby was born. That was going to grow up to be the slug man or something. Don't remember where. And then, yeah, and then I don't remember the epilogue after everything
Well, she
ended.
ended up back at the sanitarium with the doctor.
She
So
did.
she went crazy, yeah.
I don't remember that. Damn it!
6 months
Now
later,
I lost.
it's the doctor starts talking to this other lady about the first mass hysteria case since Calico in 97. So, and then he goes in the door, and then he re-talk starts talking to her, and it looks like she's holding her belly like she's pregnant. And then it says the end, and she says, "I can see everything." So I think she's pregnant. Like that other girl was pregnant. That's what I think. That's what I took away from the story.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But it was weird. But it was cool. It was cool to see
Yeah.
the linkage between the first and
Between
the
the two.
yeah.
And she's a good character. I liked the main character in this, the woman.
Yeah. They
And
did a
art
good
was great.
job.
By I can't remember who's the guy who did the art.
Gabriel Hernandez.
Yeah, who's done other
We've seen
Amiibo
his art
stuff?
several times, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Altoids gets good artists.
Yeah, it was good stuff. What else did you read? Did you read anything else that you want to talk about?
Yeah. Looking through my stack. What did I want to talk about?
I read Starfleet Academy from Star Trek IDW number one. That read really well. It takes place like during the beginning of the first movie when they're still at the academy. And there's this one Vulcan lady that wants to go back to Vulcan to help her people, and she wants to leave the Starfleet Academy, and the instructor says, "Well, before you do that, I want you to enter this competition where we compete with other races and stuff in this competition." He says, "If you compete in this competition and you still want to leave, I'll let you leave, but you have to do that." And she gets teamed with all these different aliens and humans to compete in this competition, and it just read really, really well. I liked it. It had the voice of the characters too that were in it, Uhura and Spock and Kirk. Chekhov. They weren't the main characters, but they were in it. It's really good. What do you got, Bill?
Yeah, I don't remember if I got that one or not. I thought I did, but did it just come out or is it older?
This just came out of probably 4 weeks ago, maybe. Month,
Maybe I
maybe.
didn't get it. I guess I didn't get it. Son of a bitch. The only other one I wanted or read that I liked was Code Prue, but you didn't read that one yet.
Well, I haven't gotten it yet because,
Oh, did it just come out?
well, DCBS during the holidays, I get it like 3 days late, which shifts it into the other week. Because of the holiday.
Yeah, because of the first.
Yeah, because they're in Indiana or something and I'm in Colorado, so I lose
I
that
like
one
that they're
day.
in. I like that they're in Indiana because that means I get it the next day. So you just have to
Yeah.
drive it.
You
Drive it
get it
up.
right away. But what'd you think of Codename Prue or Code Prue?
Go prove. I thought it was great.
I love the
So
cover. I
that's.
don't know if you got the one that looks like a lost in space robot holding a girl or something.
I think I just got the standard cover.
What does your cover have?
I don't know. I don't know what I did with it. Hey, let me look through my stack. Where are you, Prue? Prue. Oh, there it is, code Prue. It's just got a bunch of girls' faces and then some tentacles.
Oh, tentacle porn.
Yeah, I got the tentacle porn cover.
Well, give us the premise of this. Tell us what this is about.
So this is by Garth Ennis with art by Raul Caceres. And it's actually black and white art, but the art is beautiful. It looks like Avatar art. I think this guy's done other things for Avatar.
Avatar's got good artists, man. They don't fuck around. They have like top-notch artists.
Yeah, this is the art is amazing. It's fantastic. So this is about, there's kind of two storylines going on. There's one where there's these four roommates in college. One of which is like the main character, Prue. She is I don't remember what she's studying, but something science related. And she's like a skeptic. And then the other three are into witchcraft, especially one of them. One of them's kind of leading the other two. She's like the leader kind of, and they're doing this witchcraft and they want to do this one spell or whatever to, I can't remember what the goal is, but they're going to do this ritual that will give them some kind of powers or whatever. And the other girl, Prue, is like, doesn't believe it. And she's like, why do you guys do that stuff? So that's the one storyline that's going on. And then the other one is this dude who has these creatures like captive in cells in this like basement. And he's talking to this one like tentacle monster and he's having this, I won't spoil what it is, but he plays a game with the monster and he's having this conversation with it. So obviously those two storylines are going to intersect at some point, but it was really well done. So
it's Garth Ennis. He does a good job.
Garth Ennis. So this is, it was really well done. It looks fantastic. There's girls and monsters.
And tentacles.
And tentacles. And one of the girls wants to get it on with one of the other girls.
And that's what makes it a 5 out of 5.
At one point she's wearing this and she keeps pulling out this like giant dildo. She's like, why don't we just have some fun? And then she has a strap on at one point.
And it's another one that you have to hide under the bed. It's like, why is your side of the bed up higher than mine?
Why is the mattress higher in your side of the bed? I'm like, why is it 3 feet. I'm like 3 feet in the air.
Why is it when you sleep, you roll over to my side?
Keep coming over to my side. I don't know. Don't go over there. Don't look under there. It's not what you think. Those are for Mike.
Christmas.
I'm storing this for Mike. Yeah, so code Prue. Fantastic.
Yeah, he can't keep them in his house.
That's right. He's a married man. I should ask Keith what he does with his.
Oh, God. I can't imagine what will happen if she saw a cop across. Oh, Lord. I read Limbo number one. Did you happen to read that one?
It's not from. What is that one? I'm not recognizing the name.
It is an Image comic. It has like weird tape on the cover, like it forms the word Limbo, and it's got a cassette tape on it. It's by Caspian Wingard or something.
I did not read it yet.
A detective with no money, no identity, and no manners. A femme fatale seeking escape, and a powerful crime lord, a voodoo queen with a penchant for mixtapes and hip-hops. A goat-eating TV... Well, what the fuck is this shit? But I didn't understand it, but it is weird. Like the description that I'm reading right now doesn't match the way I interpreted it. I knew there was the voodoo queen. I knew there was the detective. I knew there was this weird fucking city. But it made it feel like it was in like a weird place between heaven and hell or some kind of purgatory, like some limbo, like a world that's not really there. And that's probably why the title is called Limbo, but that's what it felt like. Like you could die in this world and then get come back, and there's just like weird shit that happens. This guy gets his ass kicked by these guys like every single day. It's like a do-over, like Groundhog Day. it's weird, but it's so weird that I actually added it to my pull list. It was one of those weird ones where I don't understand it, but I liked it. I liked what I read. I didn't really mean to order this one. It was an accident. Now I'm adding it to my pull list.
How did you accidentally order it?
I don't know. It was one of those ones on Image. I lose track of Image sometimes where, like, there's certain titles I'm like, I'm not going to get that one. And then I realize, oh, I did get that one.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that happens.
You checked that box accidentally.
Yeah. And then the other books that I did a lot of reading on is Catwoman. That one was really good. I read the hell out of that, and it read really well. There were two arcs. One was the Amnesenti final arc, which is really cool. It was had Roulette going against, you know, Catwoman, like this race. They were in this race to have to find these artifacts. And then there was like a murder mystery that was going on at the same time, like this woman's family had been disgraced, and she wants to hire a coroner, a detective, to figure out how to get her family out of this. And it was really, really interesting once you get all the ins and outs. And Amnesenti did a lot of weird stuff in Catwoman, but it really worked for me. It really worked because it was different. And I don't like the same status quo all the time. You know, I like things to change. Mm-hmm. And she really did a lot of stuff with it. She experimented with the underground a lot and a lot of weird stuff, and I liked what she did. And joined the hell out of that final arc. And then she introduced a character that I really grown to love. Her name is Tesla. She's kind of like the techie that helps her rob stuff and do stuff. And while the second Guinevere Valentine took over, and she took this into a very Sopranos type format, because Batman Eternal had put Catwoman in the Calabrese family. So she's like the daughter of the Calabreses, which is a Gotham crime family. And she became head of that family. And then it started to read like Sopranos, but it read really fucking awesome. Like she was going against the Black Mask. They introduced this character called Iiko. And her and her father had like a crime thing near the shipping yards where they'd ship in heroin and do stuff. And that character became real infatuated with Catwoman, and she actually became Catwoman while Selina was running the crime family. And that story was awesome. And you had J. Lee covers that were like white on black, and the covers are fucking awesome. They were really designed awesome. And now we got Frank Terry who's doing it, which is taking her back to kind of her roots, you know, stealing shit. And I miss, I miss the experiments that they were doing. Because now it's following back into the same status
quo. No, it's not status quo again. You have to try and read those Nascenti runs.
Yeah. The Guinevere Valentine, I don't know where she came from, but she wrote really, really good. Like she's awesome. I'm gonna see if she did anything else because I'm not aware of her. I think she's a novelist.
Yeah, that's possible.
She is really good. I'd highly recommend the her book starts with issue 35, and it is a really good run, especially if you're into the crime families and stuff. Really good stuff. Let's see what she's done. Guinevere, if she's done anything else. Catwoman, 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 Catwoman. No, she's just done Catwoman. But she's awesome. She's another person that hasn't done comics that came in and wrote comics and
Did it well.
did it really well. Like, just like it was secondhand nature to write a comic book. So if she's a novelist, you know how some novelists don't know how to write comic books?
Yeah,
Like,
it
they just don't
translate
understand
well.
the art form. She understands it very, very well. And the artist that did most of her series was Gary Brown, and he was really good. And then it switched to David Mancina, and he was also really good. So that was a good run.
Cool. I did read
We read too, probably because over the course of a month.
Yeah, no, it's a matter of remembering what I read. I know I read Alex and Ada Volume 2 by that's the book by Jonathan Luna and Sarah Vaughan about the dude who gets a sex robot from his grandma. $1 million sex robot from his grandma, and then I think in the first volume he hacks into her and or has her hacked in, gets her modified so she's has, gets sentience. This is the volume two is the repercussions of that. This is a great series. I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, the Jonathan Luna art is awesome, and the story is really well told. So if you're into like robots and robot intelligence and sentience and stuff. And this one deals with like the government's reaction to it, and she has to go on the run and stuff. So, and then it also deals with Alex's feelings towards her, and you know, is it possible to have a an emotional relationship with a robot? It's really good. I love it.
Yeah, I got really behind in that. I have it, but I haven't read it yet. I read
Yeah.
the first two, so I know I like it.
Yeah. It's a good one too. Like it's a good one if you want to like get in like do a binge read it, 'cause once you get into it and start reading you'll want to continue reading it 'cause it flows real well from issue to issue. That's recommended. But I usually like Jonathan Luna's stuff, so. And Sarah Vaughan is co-writing it.
Wonder where the other Luna's doing. That his brother.
Did his brother do that Whispers?
I thought they did that together.
I thought that was the one where they
It
separated.
never finished it though, did it?
No, I don't think it lasted very many issues.
Six issues. Who's the one that's doing Alex and Ada?
Jonathan.
Okay, yeah, Joshua, you're right. He did Whispers. It's only six issues.
Yeah, I don't know if he's done anything since then. And I'm sure I read some other stuff, but I don't remember what it was now.
Yeah, Bloodshot was really, really good. Like I got caught up on that. That was amazing. That's my
I'm way
favorite
behind on all
Valiant title
my
and Midtack.
Valiants.
See what else that stood out. Tokyo Ghost, I already talked about. Venus, we talked about. Veil, we talked about. All right, I think we're done with comic books. What do you want to talk about? TV? Have you watched any TV over the holidays?
I finished Daredevil.
Did you like it?
I loved it. By the end, I was really into it.
Yeah.
All the Kingpin stuff.
I loved him as the Kingpin.
Me too. I think he's fantastic. I mean, it's a different Kingpin, sure, but
yeah, but he's a very complex, and it worked really well for the TV show.
Yeah, I thought he was a great character on the show.
And then I liked his wife too, the one that played Vanessa.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever got married, but his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend. And then finally, he gets the costume.
Yeah. It was a pretty good finale fight scene, too.
The fight scenes in that show are like
insanely awesome. Yeah,
they're above any other shows, I think.
Yeah.
Just the technical side, it looks amazing.
Even on the artsy side, where like early on in the episodes, where he breaks into that one drug house or whatever, the gangster house, and he fights across the hall.
That was awesome.
Oh, good lord. Yeah, that was great.
Well, there's a bunch of great fight. Like throughout the season, there's like several awesome fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like where he's fighting Stick.
Yeah, that was cool. And then when he fights the guy from the hand.
Yeah, with the blades.
Yeah, that was badass. That was a cool episode because they started off with him getting his ass kicked, and then they kind of... It's one of those ones that goes backwards and tells you how he got there.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, what the characters, like, went through, like, from the beginning of the season to the end, they're all, like, changed by the time they get to the end
of
the
season. Oh, yeah. I really like the guy that played Wilson Fisk's assistant. I thought he did a really good job with Foggy and Karen Page. That was really good.
That was awesome. I actually watched a movie. I don't remember what the movie is called. It's one, like, a time travel type movie where the government created a machine where they can go back like in time. It was one where there was like an accident and then they were going to go back in time and stop the accident. But anyway, that actor was like one of the techs in it. And I'm like, oh, that's Foggy.
Oh yeah. Foggy was in Mighty Ducks too. I don't know if you knew that. Well, yeah, he was in Mighty Ducks 3, I think, or is it 2? He was the one guy that used to play off the street, you know?
I don't think I ever saw two.
He was the bully one, yeah.
And Karen, man, she went through a lot this season.
She was in True Blood, yeah.
Yeah, that's where she was from, yeah.
She was really good.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, by the end of the
season. I even liked the lady that played the Kingpin, the woman from China or Asia or somewhere, where she was like the leader of the hand. I liked her because Kingpin could never second guess her. Like, she was always a step ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Owsley, who was the owl in the Daredevil comics, which is nothing like the one that was in the TV show, but he was done really well. He was another one that would work with the Kingpin on money and stuff like that.
Yeah, and counting.
Yeah, it was a good show. The one show that I got caught up on, I still have one episode left to watch, is Ash versus the Walking Dead, or Ash versus the Evil Dead. It's on I think it's on Stars. And
it is.
It involves Raimi, so it has all of the elements of Evil Dead and Army of Darkness and all that stuff. Stars Bruce Campbell, and it's really cool. It's He's developed friends. He was basically fucking this girl, and while he's having sex with her and smoking weed and stuff, he decides to open up the Necronomicon and bring the shit back, and all hell breaks loose, and he has to team up with some of his coworkers, a girl and another kid, and they try to go close the door that he had opened, and It also stars what is her name? The Xena girl? I can't remember from Spartacus. Lucy Lawless.
Oh, she's in it.
Yeah, she's in it as well. And it's really good. It's really well done too, special effects and everything. Top notch.
Cool. And I've started watching Jessica Jones.
I have not started that one yet.
I'm about three or four episodes in now. I really like it. I think the actress they have playing her is, she does a phenomenal job. And the story
there. I
really
wish I had another week off. That's what I would do if I had another week off.
Go through that one.
I would. But I don't have another week off and life back.
Yeah, back to the real world now. Son of a bitch.
Did your other credit card work?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Now I have two credit cards that have been compromised.
He's got two credit cards that have been compromised. Just because of his daughter's emails. She's sending emails to him and he's clicking on the links and activating
things.
Half of the emails in Chinese and he's still clicking on them.
Yeah, it's weird. The email addresses are all like .ru.
Are you stupid? Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
I'll fail every credit card, and then you've entered in everything, plus your PayPal, plus your bank account, and now they have access to everything, Bill.
It's weird that, like, for an email from Microsoft, it's strange that there's so many grammatical errors in the text. It's weird. I think they'd have an editor or something.
Spell checker.
Yeah, spell checker or something. Oh, well.
And you mouse make for the email. I wonder why it doesn't say Microsoft on it.
Microsoft.ru.
.ru. Are you stupid?
Oh, well. It's probably legitimate.
Movie-wise, I have seen Star Wars.
I saw the Star Wars.
What did you think of the Star Wars?
I loved the Star Wars.
Yeah.
It took my son to see the Star Wars.
Did he like it?
Yes, he loved it. And I was glad because now that will be one of those things that he always remembers, that he saw his generation Star Wars in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it almost seemed like they watched the original trilogy and like wrote down all the cool stuff. And then tried to put it in the movie.
Yeah, it's like, very much what Abrams did with Star Trek. Do you know what I mean? Like the Khan stuff and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I think whatever you like about it.
And I think as much as people say stuff, there's an element of that you need to do to bridge the gap. Do you know what I mean? Before you can do your old thing to be successful. You have to give them a taste of what was successful in the past. And I think they did that very successfully. While keeping enough of the old, they introduced a lot of the new, and they did awesome. Like, they introduced three major characters, and they were all awesome.
Set it up for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stuff. I mean, there are a lot of callbacks to the original trilogy. And they're obvious, but every time they had something that was like a callback, it made me happy. So
yeah, that's all that matters.
Like every time I saw something that referenced the original stuff, I was just like,
yeah. And they did a really good job with like Rey and Finn and the other guy. What's the name? Poon? I don't remember his name.
Poontang.
Poontang.
You're talking about the bad guy?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the X-Wing fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Finn rescued him at the beginning.
Yeah, I think it was Poon.
Yeah. They did a really good job with those characters. I thought Finn was awesome because he kind of like instigated the rebellion's success. Do you know what I mean? And I like the way they turned a trooper into a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the inner conflict.
Yeah, he said, fuck this. Like, I like the way they took the troopers from being clones into being like humans that it was almost like what they did with Rome, right? It was like when Rome raided places, they would take kids and stuff and then raise them to be Roman soldiers,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're fighters. And then they would grow and grow and grow. That's kind of the way they do the stormtroopers.
Yeah, so that's all they know.
Yeah, and that they're grown up and programmed, and that's all they know. But he broke away from his programming.
And I like that they did reference the clones at one point.
Yeah. And the Han Solo stuff was awesome. Like, he captured the magic of his character again, whereas he's aging and he couldn't do those smirks or wisecrass remarks, and he still could do them.
But I was surprised that he was in it so much. I didn't pay attention to any of the trailers or any of the news about it, so I didn't know anything about the movie going into it.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that he was had that big a role in it.
I was too. And Kylo Ren, mm-hmm. who's, you know, I don't know if you want to say what he is, but he's the main villain. And
he was awesome for a
he was awesome.
A new villain.
Yeah, he was I like the fact that they made him like evil, but they also made him very temperamental, like had the temperament of a child. Do you know what I mean? Like a spoiled, rotten child.
Yeah, he definitely has anger issues.
Yeah. But it was awesome. And the other movie.
His voice, too, was cool.
Yeah. And the effects were cool. Like, it blew my mind seeing the Millennium Falcon again. Like, especially.
Oh, that was awesome.
Especially like the callbacks to how they have the gunneries and you go up the stairs and you're at the gunner, you know, the gunner area. I just absolutely love that.
The chess table.
The chess table, yeah. You got a lot of Chewie in there, and you got the Leia Han scene. I think was good. I don't know why they're giving Carrie Fisher such a hard time. I didn't think she was bad in it.
She was awesome.
Yeah, I don't see why people have to look at her physicality and say, oh, she's not pretty or she's not aged well. Fuck them. Fuck you all that say that. I said it.
No one ages well. Very
Nobody
few people
ages
age
well.
Well.
I don't look like I did in high school. If I did, I would be thin cut. And now I'm in Bill's fat pictures and he's saying that I'm his fat uncle. Look at your fat uncle.
That's fat Uncle Mike.
So yeah, I actually loved it. I saw it twice. Me and Barb saw it once, and then we saw it again with my parents at a brand new theater, which was really nice.
You saw it in an empty theater, didn't you?
An empty theater, yeah. Nobody knew this place was open. It wasn't even in the paper or anything, or any of the, like, Fandango didn't even have it, or any of the news sites. We just knew it was open. You had to go to its own site to see what the times were. Nobody was there. It was awesome.
We went on the Tuesday after it opened, which is like the discount day. And we got there, I think, 20 minutes before it started.
Yeah.
And it was already packed. Like, there was only, like, a few good seats left, so we grabbed the good seats.
Yeah.
But by the time it started, even, like, the front section was full.
Yeah, we got there 40 minutes before, like, the Saturday after it started, and we got really good seats, at least where we wanted to be, but by the time the movie started, we were there 40 minutes early, and by the time it started, everything was full, even that nasty front area.
Yeah, the front section.
It was like insane. And it was cool because at least early on, everybody was so into the film, so you could feel all this euphoria, you know, like
the excitement.
The excitement from everybody. You could just feel this energy in the theater, and it was like awesome. So, yeah, it was a great experience. And the other movie I watched, which I absolutely loved, was Quentin Tarantino, The Hateful Eight. I thought that was masterful.
Yeah, I have not seen that one yet.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. It was a slow burn. It's like a 3-hour movie, and it's a lot of talky talky, but it's a lot of excellent talky talky. And the actors are amazing in it. Like, it just, and then once you hit the one, like, halfway mark in the film, that's when it just goes. That's where the payoff is, you know, on everything that they built up, that mm-hmm. he built up. It's here's where your payoff is. And it's definitely a Tarantino film. So if you're in, you like his formulas, you will like this movie. And then the other one I watched was an Adam Sandler movie where he teamed up with Drew Barrymore again. I think they did Wedding Singer. I can never remember the other one. It's the one where she can't remember from day to day who she is.
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates. Awesome soundtrack, by the way. They reggae a lot of 80s songs in the soundtrack. Really cool remakes. 50 First Dates, and then this one, Blended.
You know, it's funny. I actually watched Blended over the break, too.
Did you like it? I already said.
I did like it.
I liked it a lot. I thought they did some like Adam Sandler things where they made it over the top. Like, they kept on calling his girls boys, and they looked nothing like boys to me. Even though their haircuts were like that, and they were they weren't developed, but it was great. It was like a in two families meeting kind of thing, and they get into this accidental thing where they go on a trip to Africa, and their kids actually have a great time. It was really cool because he's lost his wife to cancer or something. They don't really say how. And she's divorced from this asshole who doesn't want to pay any attention to his kids. And it kind of goes from there. I liked it. That's weird that you watched it too.
I know, that's funny. And they had Terry Crews was the
that was funny singer. That made me laugh because it was ridiculous. Like, I love, like, during the basketball games where they like his oldest daughter is like an awesome basketball player. Like, she's in high school basketball. They think she's a lesbian and all that, but she's a great basketball player. Her name is Larry. He calls her Larry, I guess, after Larry, like, yeah. Larry Bird. The middle daughter's named Espen, which is like ESPN. Espen. That's fucking hilarious. And he's got the little daughter who actually talks like a demon every now and then, like she's possessed by a demon. And then Drew Barrymore has two kids. One kid that just can't get baseball, but he seems to be like a really competent gymnast. Like, really talented. And he's got the other kid that like masturbates all the time to his babysitter's face, and it's really weird, but it was cool. But I love the scene, how Terry Crews always comes in with his singers and just like interrupt the fuck out of everybody and just starts singing, "You're blending." You're mending, starting to trend. and then he sings to that one kid who gets his ass kicked at basketball. He's like, "You suck." And everybody's like, "You suck so bad. You lost to a girl." That's surprising because I didn't know what that was going to be. That part was funny. Like, Terry Crews is built like a fucking tank too. And then he always has like weights and shit, and he's like pumping and moving his chest and all this weirdness.
Yeah, working out.
While he's singing.
Never has a shirt on. That's what that role, I don't know if it would have worked, or it wouldn't have been as funny if it had been anyone except for Terry Crews.
Yeah, he was hilarious. And then you had the other guy from Saturday Night Live who was there with his big-breasted girlfriend. And they had a son who became attracted to one of the one girl that could play basketball. Kevin Nealon. And him and his wife.
Yeah, Kevin Nealon.
Pretty funny. I liked it. It was entertaining.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I like Adam Sandler.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
I actually think that those two are really good together. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. They make a believable couple in all the movies that they've been in.
Yeah, they have a good chemistry.
Yeah.
They work well together.
So
she's the more she's
more
serious.
Blended than we did Star Wars. I think that was all the movies I watched.
Yeah, I probably watched some others, but I don't remember. Nothing that stands out.
TV-wise, I started watching American Pickers. I enjoy that show. And on HDTV, I started watching like Flea Market Swap or something like that. That's pretty
funny. Yeah, I saw that you posted about that.
Have you seen that?
No, I don't have that channel.
The Home Garden TV. I like that show for two reasons. For one reason, it's like they give them so much dollars like to go buy stuff at a flea market, but then they give them like three topics. It's like you got to build a table to do this, or you got to build a bench to do this, or you got to build a container that will store this. And they have like three things they have to make.
Build stuff?
Yeah, they actually go to the flea market and you can buy all kinds of junk, right? With your three topics. So you go buy the stuff that you need to build these three objects. Like if you need to build a bench, you might buy a couple chairs and weld them together or something like that. And then you have you control the design, but you have like these specialists that are like expert carpenters and stuff like that that'll help you do what you ask them to do, you know, so that they're there to help you weld and how to learn how to attach things together and saw things based on what comes out of your mind.
So it's a combination between a picker show and a home improvement show.
Yeah. And what I like about it is you learn how man, you could build this shit from this, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. This looked like a piece of junk before, and you turned it into
that
this.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. But that's it. What else you got that you eat? Did you eat anything good over the holidays? Do you have any fish tamales?
Fish from a what?
Fish tamales. You don't know what a tamale
is? Fish tamales. I know what a tamale is. I've never had a fish tamale.
Well, I don't know.
Cheese tamales.
I make them, but...
No, I did not have a fish tamale.
We had tamales.
Have I had?
Those are good. With a lot of red chili. Because our holiday is filled with tamales and pozole. Except I don't eat pozole because they put pig's feet in it, and it's just not worth it because pig's feet have a lot of bone in it, and it's not worth it for me to put a spoonful of pozole in my mouth and worry about pig's feet, like the bone. Barb, don't tell me there's pig's feet. I know there's ribs, but there's bones. There's bones everywhere, and that's the thing. You got to be very careful. If you bite into a bone, what happens?
It's a bowl of bones.
Yeah. It's not that bad. You don't put pig's feet in your pozole. So don't you stick up for it.
Lilith always stick up for pig's feet.
Well, I just don't like I'm a lazy eater. I like to be able to eat and chew. I don't want to have to worry about if I chew, I might break a tooth.
So you don't have to think about it. You just want to be able
or
to
work,
eat.
Or work for it. Like if you have to do a lobster and crack fucking lobster or crab, with your fucking shell breakers. It's like you fucking work your ass off, and then you get a little slim of fucking meat.
It's not
worth it.
Suck a little bit of meat out.
Suck a little bit of meat out. It's like you spend 20 minutes cracking the motherfucker, and then you get a little piece of meat. That's not worth it. I want to be able to shovel. I like to shovel.
Don't want anything interrupting your
I don't want to exercise while I'm fucking eating.
Plate to mouth.
Or have to think. That's why I'm fat. Because Bill likes to be challenged with his food.
What are you going to do when the apocalypse hits? Then you're going to have to hunt for your meat. And you're going to have to eat it off the bone.
Well, that'll be easier because I eat chicken off the bone. That's not hard. Like if I took off your thigh or something, I'm sure I could, you know, roast it over a barbecue. And it'll taste like chicken.
Probably. Put some
barbecue sauce on it and then just eat the meat off the bone.
There'll be no barbecue sauce. There'll be no barbecue sauce.
How do you know?
Where are you going to get barbecue sauce from?
Grocery stores that have been
destroyed. Everything's been taken except for the barbecue sauce.
I'll take the barbecue sauce.
Everyone's going for the nutritious stuff. Mike's in the condiment section.
Our fucking comic book would be awesome.
Loading up on condiments.
Because these people haven't thought of shit like that, right? An apocalypse, and there I'm like, oh, we need some ketchup and barbecue sauce and mustard, some spices.
Yeah.
That's and then true. We just need the to lure
coming to us.
Then you just lure people in and then eat them.
How have you been enjoying all that bland food?
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had some barbecue sauce, some spices?
That's spices? Right.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
cumin, paprika? Got some salt?
What did you eat?
What's you got your... salt? I haven't had salt in months.
I had carne adobada, too, for Christmas and tortilla, so that was awesome. And ham, of course, with some kind of potato.
Of course. I remember what I had on Christmas.
What do you eat on? Because is it like a tofurkey thing again, or what do you do? What's a Christmas Bomer meal look like?
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember what we ate on Christmas. What the main...
Were you with your family? I mean, with...
Yeah, I was with my extended family and my sisters.
And you didn't have a meal with everybody?
We did have a meal with everybody. I don't remember what we ate.
What does your sister's family eat?
Do they eat some kind of meat.
Okay.
Yes, they eat meat.
And what did they
give ham.
You guys? Yeah, ham's a turkey meal. I mean, a Christmas meal. It's not a New Mexico Christmas, but...
Remember there was salad?
Yeah. Is that what you guys just ate? You could have salad while we all eat meat.
Salad. I don't remember. Son of a bitch.
There was no fishy thing? They go out of their way to tofurkey you?
There was no tofurkey. There was tofurkey at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I had my Thanksgiving tofurkey. But not on Christmas. But I don't remember what it was. There was something, I'm sure. I don't know. I ate something. It was delicious. I still don't remember what it was. What the hell it was? That was a long time ago.
Last week.
Can't remember every meal.
You're too busy watching Blended.
Yeah, I was watching Blended.
I'm blending! You're all making amending! right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this guy up. We got an iTunes review from Martin, the Valiant Central. It mentioned
Thank you, Martin. Much.
Yeah, he likes how we talk about independent comics. That's all Bill. Bill's very pretentious. He don't read
very pretentious. DC. I don't. They're going under soon anyway. It's just a fad. It's a fad.
It's been a fad for like 100 years, man.
It's a long
fad. It's a long fucking time, Bill. And you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. And emails Bill and Mike at comicbooknoise.com. Micah, you can email him even though I think he's done with comics entirely.
It happens.
Ask him about Japan at Micah at comicbooknoise.com. He won't even check that out. I'd be shocked if he replied back to you. <You're fine. laughs> But he's do underscore what on Twitter, and I think he would reply to you there. And at DBM00, and I'm at Mike Myers Brunch, and we have a Facebook page at Geek Brunch Podcast. And I think that's it. We'll see you in 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks. I don't know.
All right.
All right. See you later.
Welcome to 2016.
Yeah. Happy Merry New Year.
It's the new year.
This is the year that Bill's going to eat some meat. Right? You there?
Probably not.
You're not going to?
I'm here. I'm not planning on eating meat. What about your computer? You there, Mike?
Yeah, I'll let you go so you can enter some more credit card information.
I got to find some new credit cards to enter.
Yes. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.